American Language Course, Book 29, Tape 1A. Hello. Open your Language Laboratory Activities Booklet to Tape 1A. Look at Figure 1. Listen to the words that are underlined in the paragraphs. Then repeat them.
Repeatedly. Repeatedly.
Rejected. Rejected.
Stay up. Stay up. Call in. Call in. Glow. Glow. One after another. One after another.
Passed away. Passed away.
Since then. Since then. Take in. Take in.
Wrecked. Wrecked. Came out. Came out.
Listen to the paragraphs. Don't repeat.
This is a story about George Jones. He lived in the quiet, peaceful, rural community of Hicksville, 100 miles from Houston, Texas. For over 30 years, George lived much like his father and grandfather had. He lived in the dark. He repeatedly refused to have electricity installed on his farm. He was an old-fashioned individual and rejected the idea of modernization. On the other hand, George also realized that without modern equipment and electric power, the farm would lose money. This problem would make him stay up late at night worrying about his situation. He had to make a decision soon if he wanted to save his farm. Early one morning, after discussing it with his wife, Ellie Mae, George finally decided to call in some electricians to install electricity on his property. 2 days later, the electricians came out to the farm to do the job. Soon after the job was done, Farmer Jones had nothing but problems. Apparently, the electricians didn't do the job correctly. Late one night, George noticed something had started to glow out in the barn. A fire had started. George, confused and in his pajamas, rushed out to the burning barn in an effort to save the animals. He quickly led them out one after another, but unfortunately, he was trapped inside and unable to escape. He passed away that night. Since then, Ellie Mae hasn't been able to take in the idea that George is gone. Modernization wrecked her life and ended his. This tragic story came out in the local newspapers, and the people in the community are trying to help Ellie Mae put her life back together.
Now look at the paragraphs and answer some questions. Use the underlined words in your answers.
What did George repeatedly refuse to do? Repeat. He repeatedly refused to have electricity installed. What did George think about modernization? Repeat. He rejected the idea of modernization. Was he able to sleep at night? Repeat. No. His problem would make him stay up late at night. What did George finally decide to do? Repeat. He finally decided to call in some electricians. What did he notice late one night? Repeat. He noticed something had started to glow. How did George lead the animals out of the barn? Repeat. He led them out one after another. Did George die in the fire that night? Repeat. Yes, he passed away in the fire that night. How has George's death affected Ellie Mae? Repeat. She hasn't been able to take in the idea that George is gone. What did modernization do to her life? Repeat. Modernization wrecked her life. How did the people in the community learn about the tragedy? Repeat. The story came out in the newspaper.
Look at figure 2 now. Listen to a sentence. If the sentence expresses a passive causative, put an X under passive. If it expresses an active causative, put an X under active. In an active causative, the object performs the action of the verb following it. In a passive causative, the object doesn't perform the action. Let's do number 1 together as an example. Mr. Smith makes all of his employees work hard. The answer is active. In this sentence, the employees perform the action of working hard. Now let's do the rest of the sentences.
Number 2. The mayor had the streets cleaned after the parade. Number 3. The manager made the assistant manager file a report. Number 4. The salesperson got the customer to try on the shoes. Number 5. The executive has his shirts cleaned. Number 6. I had my hat made at the hat shop. Number 7. My friends got their car fixed.
Let's check your answers.
Number 1 is active. Repeat. Mr. Smith makes all of his employees work hard. Number 2 is passive. Repeat. The mayor had the streets cleaned after the parade. Number 3 is active. Repeat. The manager made the assistant manager file a report. Number 4 is active. Repeat. The salesperson got the customer to try on the shoes. Number 5 is passive. Repeat. The executive has his shirts cleaned. Number 6 is passive. Repeat. I had my hat made at the hat shop. Number 7 is passive. Repeat. My friends got their car fixed.
Look at figure 3 now. Listen to a question. Answer the question by using a causative have, make, or get in your answer. Use the words in the figure in your response. Let's do the example together. What does Bill make his brother do? Repeat. He makes his brother walk home.
Number 1. What do barbers make their customers do? Repeat. Barbers make their customers sit straight and be still. Number 2. What does cold weather make people do? Repeat. Cold weather makes people wear warm clothes. Number 3. What does Jan's mother have her do every night? Repeat. Jan's mother has her wash the dishes every night. Number 4. What did Stephanie get Tony to do yesterday? Repeat. Stephanie got Tony to water the plants. Number 5. What will Bob get Bill to do next winter? Repeat. Bob will get Bill to go skiing next winter.
Look at figure 4. Listen to the dialogues, then select the correct answers. Number 1.
Wow, did you see that shot?
That doesn't surprise me. I saw him score a lot of goals like that last season.
Can most of the players on this team shoot like that?
Yes, the whole team is strong. Even the goalkeeper can shoot well.
Where are the men? Number 2.
That's a big one. Don't let it get away, Fred.
It's about time. We've been out here for 2 hours, and I'm starting to get cold.
Let's call it a day before we get sick.
There's no sense in getting sick just to catch a few more.
What are the men doing? Number 3.
Have you seen Tony's desk yet?
Yes, I was surprised. You can actually see the surface now.
He's getting ready for the inspection.
Oh, that reminds me. I need to do something about my work area, too.
How is Tony's desk usually? Number 4.
Don't go out there like that, Frank.
I must have misplaced my boots. I can't find them anywhere.
You need them in weather like this.
Can you lend me yours for today, Tom?
Sure I can.
What's the weather like? Number 5.
Did you catch the game last night, Victor?
I would have liked to, but I don't have a TV.
If I let you know when the next game is on, will you come over and watch it with me?
No. I've got tickets for that game. My seat is right up front.
Where will Victor watch the game? Let's check your answers. Number 1 is A. Repeat. The men are at a soccer game. Number 2 is B. Repeat. The men are fishing. Number 3 is A. Repeat. Tony's desk is usually messy. Number 4 is B. Repeat. It's rainy. Number 5 is C. Repeat. Victor will watch the game at the stadium. Look at figure 5. Listen to the words that are underlined in the sentences. Then repeat them.
Garbage. Garbage. Trash. Trash. Periodically. Periodically. Direct. Direct.
Took leave. Took leave. Takes inventory. Takes inventory.
Listen and repeat the sentences.
Number 1. After eating, Ellie gives the garbage to her pigs and chickens to eat. Number 2. She has a waste disposal company come to take away the trash. Number 3. She's been calling her insurance company periodically to check on a few things. Number 4. They haven't been direct with her about the situation. Therefore, she's hired a lawyer to handle the problem. Number 5. The company claims that the agent in charge of her case took leave. And they can't do anything until he returns. Number 6. They also claim they can't do anything. Until she takes inventory of her damaged property.
Now look at figure 5 again.
Look at the sentences and answer some questions. Use the underlined words in your answers.
Number 1. What does Ellie give her pigs and chickens to eat? Repeat. She gives them garbage. Number 2. What will the waste disposal company do? Repeat. They will take away the trash. Number 3. How often has she been calling her insurance company? Repeat. She's been calling them periodically. Number 4. Has the insurance company been honest with Ellie? Repeat. No, they haven't been direct with her. Number 5. What's the company's excuse for not working on her case? Repeat. The agent in charge of her case took leave. Number 6. What does Ellie have to do before they can do anything? Repeat. Ellie has to take inventory of her damaged property.
This is the end of Tape 1A, Book 29.